sun where I find. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's peace of mind. I know it's hard sometimes. Yeah, I think about the end just way too much. But it's fun to fantasize on my enemies who wouldn't wish who I was. But it's fun to fantasize. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride. Easy to say, we have a list of people that we would take. A bullet for them, a bullet for you, a bullet for everybody in this room. But they don't seem to see many bullets coming through. See many bullets coming through. Metaphorically, I'm the man, but literally, I don't know what I do. I'd live for you, and that's hard to do. Even harder to say when you know it's not true. Even harder to write when you know that tonight there were people back home who tried talking to you, but then you ignored them still. All these questions, they're falling like, who would you live for? Who would you die for? And would you ever kill? Oh, I'm falling, so taking my time on my ride. Oh, I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Ride by 21 Pilots. This is Zennial Yearbook. I am your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
That's Riley.
The mic is buzzing. It's because we're in the other room.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. We're in the other room.
Someone was complaining about the mics buzzing.
That's true.
Here you go.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
This actually, I think they fixed it. I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah. I think I was the other studio with the buzzing mics.
Here you go.
There we go. Problem solved. 66 episodes later. This is episode 66. Almost two-thirds of the way to 100 shows. What are we going to do for 100 shows?
I don't know. Stop making shows.
No.
We're going to run out of years.
No, we'll figure something out. I'm sure of it. This is episode 66. It's the 2015 show. The appearance of 21 Pilots. They've been around for a little while by now, but they didn't make it big until 2015. What do you think of that song, Riley? How's that song make you feel? Where are you?
Sorry, I'm turning my mic down because you're really loud.
Oh, my bad.
Wait, what?
How does that song make you feel?
Kind of old.
Kind of old?
Yeah, it was like 2015.
It's only 10 years old.
Yeah, I know people who were born after 21 Pilots. Isn't that weird?
Those people are children.
I know.
Yeah.
I know a lot of children.
I guess so. Very cool. So yeah, what do we have? The big 2015 show? What do we got going on? We got some songs. You know what? Here's another one. Big 2015 2015 song by DNCE. Does that mean dance or is it Dins?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Probably dance.
I'm going to go look it up. This is Cake, but it's by The Ocean.
Masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Been dangerously.
they never wanna leave.
Bring Me the Horizon with Throne off of their 2015 album, That's the Spirit. What do you think of that?
I don't have any fun facts. I don't like that album a lot.
You don't like that album a lot?
I meant to say I don't really like that album.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's really all I know about Bring Me the Horizon. because I don't really listen to them.
That's what you know?
I mean, I just know that song because I just heard it. But I don't really... Like, you don't play a lot of Bring Me the Horizon in my presence, of for which that I'm thankful. Anyway, moving on. X's and O's by L. King. And then Cake by the Ocean by... I don't know, Dance?
Yeah, you guys weren't Dunce? Even... You guys weren't six listening to these songs, so they just sound like normal songs to you.
Oh, yeah. But now it's just like your youth showing up in full force. This was our...
Sounds like summer camp. Summer camp at the Dalton Youth Center.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What a terrible place. I made no friends, somehow.
Sure you did.
No!
Nobody?
Nobody!
Not even people at your school right now?
Yeah, I didn't... Like, they'll, like, remember me, and I still didn't have any friends.
You use the microphone.
Okay, so it's all the way over here, actually?
There you go.
Okay.
That's interesting. Yeah, so 2015, that was our last year in California. We left at the end of December. Remember that?
Kind of.
Remember that road trip?
No, not really.
Across the country? How many states did we hit?
A lot.
Before we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. I don't know, like 11? Oh, we gave you a jump rope. You did jump rope across America.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that at all?
I think Mom's making it
up. We have a picture of you jump roping in every state across America.
Okay.
Because, you know, you're in a car for, like, a long time.
I don't remember being in the car.
No? Man. Do you remember us, we stopped in Arizona? We stopped in...
I remember we saw a movie with Zach. And I watched Alvin and the Chipmunks because I got scared.
Was that this... Yeah. Is that right? Was that Star Wars? Episode 7?
Yeah.
It might have been. And you watched Alvin and the Chipmunks, and now you're a huge David Cross fan.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. I should have bought that CD.
Oh, well.
I should have got you to buy it for me, actually.
No, you can just listen to it on Spotify.
But I don't want to.
Well, what are you going to do? Anyway, why don't we play some more music? There's another big... I almost picked this band as the album, but I didn't.
Why?
Because
they're not playing Animals?
No, I also could have played Animals because, you know, but this whole show isn't for you. It's for me too.
I feel like it is for me though.
That's fine. This is Maroon 5 off of their album V or 5.
I think it's 5.
All right. This is, of course, Sugar. Thank you.
red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. I don't wanna play no games. You don't gotta be afraid. Don't give me all that shy sh- no makeup on. That's my sugar.
Pocket by Wolfpack.
What is that?
It's Wolfpack off of their 2015 album, Thrill of the Arts.
Wolfpack sounds like a thrash metal band.
Before that, do you hear that wind whistling?
That's someone using the blow dryer in the bathroom. Are you serious?
I'm like, what is that?
It's not wind whistling.
It's air moving. I heard that.
Can you believe that? That's like actually so embarrassing. I can't believe you said that.
That's what I heard. Anyway, the wind whistling through the bathroom hand dryer. Anyway, before that, Sugar by Maroon 5. Yeah, what do you think of those? What do you think of those songs?
They're fine.
Just fine. Very cool. I heard you,
I didn't like that one, though.
I heard you registered for your PSATs.
Okay. Why would you bring that up?
I don't know.
It's not interesting.
It is. It's super interesting. Very exciting. You wanted to go to McGill University?
I do. I want the sweatshirt.
You can just buy the
sweatshirt. No! It doesn't count!
Okay.
I want to be a poser.
That's fair. Well, I'm not paying international rates for you to go to school.
It's cheaper.
In Quebec, international rates are not cheaper. They're like five times what in-state
college
rates are.
College is cheaper.
Why don't you look and see what the international rates are?
I don't care what they are. I'm not paying.
All right. I mean, you'll eventually pay. You can get a loan. You know what? Don't do that. That's insane. You can go to the number one animal school in the United States.
That's in California.
It is. It's UC Davis. It's great.
We drove past it.
We did. It's fantastic.
And we were in California.
It's very close to Sacramento, if you do not know where Davis is. Anyway, yeah, they're a good agricultural school. That's what they do. Anyway, what else? What else happened in 2015? Cuba. Have you heard of Cuba?
Yep.
Cuba ended. Cuba and the U.S. ended 54 years of hostility, and now I guess we are or were, you know, relatively friendly.
Now we have Gabby. We can talk about him because he lives in Missouri.
That's fine. You can talk about him. You can use his first name, but that's it.
That's, I don't know his last name.
Even better, even better. Awesome. All right. Well, enough of that. Why don't we take a quick break? We'll come back in about a minute or so with more Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2015 show.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Killer.
I can't help but pull the earth around me to make my bed. And all my love remind me, what was it that I did? Did I drink too much? Am I losing touch? Did I build a ship to wreck? To wreck! To wreck! To wreck! Did I build this ship to wreck? To wreck! To wreck! To wreck! Did I build this ship to wreck?
Ship to Wreck by Florence and the Machine.
I don't like Florence and the Machine.
This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm your host. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley. I don't really like any bands that have Machine and they're like Rage Against the Machine.
Machine Girl?
Okay, that doesn't count.
What? They're a band with Machine.
They're a musical trio.
That doesn't make sense.
I think Matt's a DJ. They're always doing some.
Who's Matt? From Florence and the Machine?
Yeah.
No. That's interesting.
Machine Head,
is that a band, Machine Head. And it's a song. It's a song and a band.
Machine Gun Kelly.
You don't like Machine Gun Kelly?
No one likes Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think you're basically right about not liking artists with Machine in their title. Except, of course, Machine Girl. I don't think they have anything from 2015. I didn't see it. Of course, I wasn't looking.
Oh, wait. What? Oh my God, you're joking.
Am I joking?
I feel like Wolf Girl came out in 2014.
All right. Oh man, we missed it. That's too bad. Anyway, while Riley's looking that up.
Yep. 2014.
All right.
I don't know if we can.
All right, are you going to hold the show hostage while you're looking at it up?
No,
or can I just keep
Gemini
talking?
Gemini is 2015, but I don't want to play that.
Okay. Well, we might have time. We only have 18 songs in the queue. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some TV. 1960s horror comedies.
Horror comedies.
Have you ever heard of...
For the 2015 show?
We're getting there. It's all going to circle back. Have you heard of The Addams Family?
Yeah.
Have you heard of The Munsters?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you know that both of those shows came out the same year, 1964?
Okay.
They both came out in September of 1964 on different networks. The Addams Family premiered September 18th, and The Munsters appeared on CBS. I think The Addams Family was on ABC. On CBS on September 24th, like a week after. A week after you get The Munsters. No, a week after you get The Addams Family, you also get The Munsters. And they both aired for 2 years. It's very strange.
Is this like a build-up to a joke?
No. But have you ever heard The Munsters theme song?
I don't think so.
It sounds. So I got to play it through. I didn't bring my... I didn't get the theme song ahead of time, so I have to play it through my phone, through the microphone. So if it sounds awful, this is why.
Oh, I know that song. Oh, wait.
Sound familiar?
Sounds like Uma Thurman.
It does. It's a little surf rock. It's the surf rock theme of The Munsters.
Is this entire album just sampled?
It is also sampled by Fall Out Boy off of their 2015 album, American Beauty, American Psycho, on their track Uma Thurman. Did you know that?
No!
Well, there you go. See, I told you I was going somewhere with this.
Well, why'd you... Okay.
There you go. So that is our album of the week. It is American Beauty, American Psycho. We're going to hear three songs from Fall Out Boy. Not Immortals, because we heard them last week. But we are going to hear a couple other, I guess, pretty good ones. Do you know who Uma Thurman is?
Nope.
My gosh.
I have no idea.
Do you remember when... Oh my gosh, you're going to learn so much about this song and pop culture in general. Remember when we watched that incredibly inappropriate movie called Pulp Fiction?
It wasn't that inappropriate. I'm 15.
It was very violent and very sweary. Do you remember the part where Vincent Vega and Mia Wallace...
Okay. I figured it out.
Yeah.
I remember. I heard that somewhere. And I'm like, really? That's... Okay.
Yeah, they were at Jackrabbit Slim's at the restaurant. And they went out and they danced. And they were dancing and they looked all stupid. And that's what it is. That's Uma Thurman,
yeah,
the actress.
I think you told me that.
I probably did. But it's all coming together. Look at this. It's like a huge
educational
revelation.
Educational radio.
I like that.
What?
I like educational radio. Obviously.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, let's listen to a little bit of Fall Out Boy. We'll start it off with 2015 Uma Thurman.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I can empty your sadness, like you're dumping your purse on the bedroom floor. We put your curse in reverse.
It's our time now. If you want it to be more the world. All those people in those old photographs I've seen are dead.
Centuries by Fall Out Boy off of their 2015 album American Beauty, American Psycho. Yeah, what do you think of that?
I like this album.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, that also sampled a Suzanne Vega's song, Tom's Diner. You may have heard that on our 1990 show.
We played it.
Or, you know, you may have heard it in your travels along this earth, along this great green earth. Unless you're in California, then it's brown. It's fine.
Unless you're in Pittsfield, then it's brown.
That's green. We got lots of green.
Have you seen Near the Hangar?
What's up with Near the Hangar?
It looks terrible.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with the hangar?
No, like near it.
Oh, like the ground?
Yeah.
Across the street?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't take care of the ground across the street. It's just like, I don't know, ground. Before that, The Kids Aren't All Right by Fall Out Boy. And then Uma Thurman. Three big hits off of that song.
Not The Kids Aren't All Right.
Well, you know, two big hits and then and then The Kids. Speaking of Uma Thurman, did you know that later this year, Quentin Tarantino is releasing Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2 at the same time, like one right after the other? So if you're into three-hour Quentin Tarantino movies, you can go watch it. And I think he released it in 70 millimeter. So it's just like...
No one is interested.
What? I'm interested. I'd go watch...
I'm not watching that with
3 hours. I watched... Grindhouse double feature. That was a great movie in the theater. Do you know about that?
No.
Of course not. It's the movie. So I have it. We have it at home. It's a double feature. It's two movies followed by, well, it's a bunch of fake, it's a couple of fake trailers and then two movies. No, one movie and then like three more fake trailers and then another movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they took those fake trailers and they made at least two movies off of those. So they made Machete and then like the second Machete and then, because that was a fake trailer, and then Thanksgiving was a fake trailer. They made that into a movie, a real movie. It was so stupid.
Yeah, I know. He this is all he talks about for hours.
My gosh. And I feel like there was another one. There's Don't, which they did not make into a movie, but they should. The Don't. Oh gosh,
you already showed me the trailer.
So good. So ridiculous. Anyway, why don't we play another song or two? What do you say?
Okay.
How about some, you know what? We'll play one song and then we'll go take a quick break. We're going to slow it down a bit. Play some Simon and Garfunkel, I think. This is Disturbed.
Talking without speaking. People
The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Oh, I was like convinced that was Breaking Benjamin.
No, it's not Breaking Benjamin. It's Disturbed. There will be Breaking Benjamin. Maybe. We'll see. We'll see if we have time.
I like that. They sound different.
No, they sound like a lot like Disturbed. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Zennial Yearbook. I found out the other two trailers from Grand House Double Feature. One of them was made into an actual movie. Can you guess which one? First movie, Werewolf Women of the SS.
That sounds great.
Second movie, Hobo with a Shotgun. Don't look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Just guess.
I feel like it's the first one.
No, it's Hobo with a Shotgun.
Well, they all have those.
Starring Rutger Hauer. I did not see it. In fact, I don't think I've seen any of those fake movie trailer movies. Although I hear Machete's pretty fun. That's a good time. yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway, go see Kill Bill. Because I'm going to be there. It's going to be 3 hours of nonsense. But before that, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more 2015 on Zennial Yearbook.
Larry Kratka here on WTBR, and I want to tell you about my show, Sweet Country Music. Now, every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. until noon, I'll play some of the best classic country artists like Merle Haggard, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, and many more. I'll play nothing before 2008. Please join me Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for the next edition of Sweet Country Music here on 89.7 WTBR FM for the love of radio.
Welcome to Beyond, a one-hour program of science fiction, fantasy, and adventure. I'll be your host, Beverly Prentice. Listen in every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. My email is beyond3x5@gmail.com.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
We'll be right back.
Adventure of a Lifetime by Coldplay on Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2015 show. Welcome back to hour number two, or half hour number three. That's probably better. I'm Kyle, your host.
Hi, I'm Riley.
That's Riley. Welcome back. A little Coldplay for you. Off of their 2015 album, A Head Full of Dreams. A lot of people didn't know that was Coldplay until just now. Because, you know, it doesn't sound like typical Coldplay until it does. You know how that is. Anyway, Riley, we're going to keep the music going. Actually, you know what? Let's talk about some movies. 2015 movies. Are you ready for the top five movies of 2015?
Sure.
Let me know if you know any of these movies. Let me know if you've seen any of these movies.
Okay.
Number five, Furious 7.
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
It's the Fast and the Furious 7, but they just got rid of the Fast and they just called it Furious 7. Anyway.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It's a movie about race cars. 1 and 3 are worth watching. Everything else is the same. This is the same movie again and again and again. Number 4, Inside Out. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
It's a good one.
That's like my movie.
I mean,
I remember thinking Riley was like so old when I was like 5. I was like, whoa. What She's 11?
Oh, yeah. Like, ridiculous. And then how old was she in Inside Out 2? Like 14?
Like
13?
Yeah, like 13.
Yeah. But you were 13. So it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, what have you been doing for the past, like, 10 years?
Well, they've been animating a movie. Now we know what goes on inside your head. It is complete insanity. Number 3, Avengers Age of Ultron. No. Number 2, Star Wars Episode 7, The Force... Wait, 7, The Force Awakens. That's right. What do you think of that? Did you see that?
I think that's one where...
Yes, that's the one that we saw, that you saw.
Like. It was so loud.
Right.
No, it was loud when I dropped my phone.
Yeah, so it happens when you drop your phone.
And also, the movie was loud.
The movie, you were 5, and the movie is loud. It starts off in a loud... We should try it again. We'll see if you can make it through this time. Number 1, Jurassic World. I did not see that one.
Either.
All right, there we go. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. All right, we're going to keep the music going. Riley has a decision to make.
Okay.
Are we going to listen to Ghost or Breaking Benjamin?
Oh, Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah?
Yeah, we are not...
All right.
No.
Oh, all right.
What do you... Have I ever listened to Ghost ever?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know what you listen to. Actually, I kind of do, but I don't know. I know that we go to Hot Topic and you always like hate on those hoodies.
On what hoodies? I hate on all their hoodies. Their hoodies aren't good.
Okay. You hate on the Ghost hoodies and you hate on, what's the other band that you think is a fake band?
I know Ghost is a real band. What do you mean?
You said it was like a fake band started by Hot Topic just to sell t-shirts.
Oh, the little like Social Collision stuff?
No. It's some other band. It's like a real band.
Oh,
but you think it's a fake band.
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because
no
one listens to them. Is it Bad Omens? It might be Bad Omens.
It's not Bad Omens.
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
All right. You look it up. We'll play some Breaking Benjamin. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
yours and there is mine. There is a desert veiled in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills. All our debris flows to the ocean.
Black Sun by Death Cab for Cutie off of their 2015 album, Kintsugi. I don't know what that means. You know what that means?
No.
All right. Before that, Breaking Benjamin.
Sorry, I was stretching.
Yeah, you were. With Failure from their 2015 album, Dark Before Dawn. Sleep Token is that fake band we were trying to think of.
I've never met a Sleep Token fan. I don't like Sleep Token at all. I'm not saying that, and most people listening to Sleep Token be like, this is actually isn't even that bad. I actually really do not enjoy Sleep Token.
Have you heard their music? Okay.
It sounds like a slow Imagine Dragons.
Oh. That's not great. I like Imagine Dragons.
Do you?
But not slow Imagine Dragons,
do you really?
I guess. I think they're fine. We'll probably play them next show.
No, thanks.
2016?
We're gonna have Goodness and then Imagine Dragons right after it.
Maybe.
What a follow-up.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be great. What else? You know what? Let's keep the music going, because the show's almost over. And I got like three more songs to get to, and I don't know if I'm going to get to them all. So let's hear a little bit of Demi Lovato.
Trouble on my side of my life. it come to pass, or will I pass the test? You know what they say, yeah, the wicked get no rest. You can have my heart any place, any time. Got so much to lose, got so much to prove. God, don't let me lose my mind. Trouble on my left, trouble on my right. I've been facing trouble almost all my life. My sweet love, won't you pull me through? Everywhere I look, I catch a glimpse of you. I said it was love.
Trouble by Cage the Elephant on Xenia Yearbook. It's the 2015 show. And yeah, before that, Demi Lovato with Cool for This Summer. Makes you feel like you're in an H&M. That.
Did I say that?
You did. You said
okay,
that.
Okay, I had to say that.
And then I stole it. So we're going to end the show right about now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Xenia Yearbook. We'll be back next week, next Saturday, 2 o'clock on 89.7 WTVR-FM. This is Space Song by Beach House. I like that I can talk over 40 seconds of this song.
Bye.
Bye, guys.